This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice, frequently in controversy there, has been elected to the U.S. Senate in Alabama by a large margin over incumbent senator who was supported by President Trump. Uber is withdrawing from Montreal in protest of new driving rules on the company. The Trump tax proposal will reportedly call for slashing a corporate tax rate to 20% from 35%, doubling the standard deduction for individual taxpayers, and slightly increasing the bottom tax rate to 12% from 10%, according to two officials briefed on the details of the blueprint. Federal prosecutors accused two unnamed Louisville Cardinal coaches of directing money provided by the university's apparel partner Adidas to two high school prospects. This was 3 months after Coach Pitino and his program were sanctioned by the NCAA for a scandal in which prostitutes were provided to players and teenage recruits. Iraq's parliament asked the country's prime minister to deploy troops to a disputed area held by Kurdish forces, its latest retaliation against a referendum in which autonomous region voted decisively by 94% to seek independence. Concerns are being raised over a nominee for the Court of Appeals in Chicago who seems to be a member of a small Catholic religious sect and whether or not it might have any sway over her judicial opinions. She did not disclose the membership in her application. DHS Secretary Tom Price and former Georgia Congressman has offered to partially repay the cost of his chartering private jets for travel. Estimates are that the charters cost $400,000 and he's offered to repay about $50,000. Senator Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia and Vice Chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, called Twitter's briefing for congressional investigators very disappointing and accused company officials of ignoring extensive evidence of nefarious Russian activity. Hugh Hefner died at 91 years of age to both praise and scorn. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.